You are listening to BSR 88.1 FM WELH Providence or online at bsrlive.com 24 hours a day. And today I am James with Phoning It In, and we are phoning it in all the way from Brooklyn, New York, with Charles Bissell of Wren's fame. Are you there, Charles?
I am.
Great. So you're in Brooklyn right now.
I am.
are you enjoying it more than New Jersey?
I am.
More things to do. I can't imagine that Brooklyn's better than New Jersey, but...
I am. Sorry, I just want to say I am for as many possible questions as I could. No, you know, I know. It seems far-fetched that there might be more to do in Brooklyn than in New Jersey. I know. But I am.
So what room are you in right now?
Right now I'm in, like, my little office kind of room, like, where my computer is, and I've got my guitar amps and stuff, so like if I play or plug stuff in, this is where that horror happens. But it's not like it's not meant for live radio via telephony broadcast, so I don't know.
Well, that's our main goal, to take things that are often not possible and see what happens.
And make them possible.
Exactly. So what color are your walls? I'm curious, because I just moved into a house and need to paint my walls.
Well, you know, my girlfriend and I just made a couple command decisions and painted the bedroom like kind of an olive green kind of thing. But this room, so we're doing the same thing you're doing. We're making adult kind of decisions with color. But this room is still the same thing it's been for a few years, which is a light powdery baby blue.
Yeah, that's a great color.
Yeah, it's good. It's just a little it's a little worse for wear at this point.
Hmm.
Yeah, but lead paint chips taste good. That's what I found out.
Oh, yeah, this sounds like it needs a good paint job.
Yeah, no, it's not, yeah, yeah. Actually, it's got one of those cool, like, textured, you know, like the 70s thing of the textured paint ceiling, when they were like, wow, this ceiling is really in horrible condition. Let's stucco it. And that's basically what it is, which I've never really thought about till now on BS. Thank
well,
you.
Straight from the source.
Yeah.
So do you have songs you're going to play for us today?
I am woefully underprepared, but I think I can I can throw something together, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Do I do that now?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Is this a toll call? Okay, let's try that. You know what? I'll do that same one that we that same one.
All right, great.
Check one, check two. There's my guitar pick. This is one of those awkward silences they promised. From the road. Thank you. How much of a mining disaster was that one?
No, that was great. Definitely came through.
Okay.
Although I was surprised. I thought Robert Johnson could do a lot with one hand, but sounded like you had a lot going on there.
That's why I exclusively play over the phone, so no one can see my secrets. Just like didn't he like famously play into the corner of the hotel room when they recorded him or something?
Yeah, he was always back turned to him.
Yeah. See, he was. What's the word we want here? I guess good, whereas I cheat through electricity. So, like, I've got, like, a looping pedal. So you play one thing once, and then you kind of close the loop, and it cycles that around, and you can kind of overdub on that and create the illusion that one is good.
Well, it works out. It works out quite well for you, apparently.
Thank you. That's very nice. That one is a little... It's so weird, like, we're talking about playing in, like, this is my office or whatever, like, I don't, or whatever, it's like the den or something. And, like, I never actually try to sing over my guitar amps, and suddenly, like, by the end, I was like, I have no idea where the what key is, where the pitch is. I was like, I wonder how this sounds on the phone, via the computer, 1,000 miles away.
Well, it sounded good to me, and
cool.
I'm sure our listeners are loving it, too, and probably would like to hear more. So if you have more, I would love to hear it.
I could do that one again.
Yeah, I would like that.
No, let me see. What else do I got here? How about this one will be a quieter one.
Okay.
Less frantic, quieter, hopefully easier.
See you in about 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yep. Still here.
You're like, yeah. It would be so. It'd really be hilarious if you'd hung up.
Halfway through, just put on the Smiths and decided to move on.
I'm really sorry this isn't working out, listeners. This being one of the few phones anymore that would actually give the sound.
I know, it's the death of landlines.
Yeah. It's pretty true. We ought to cultivate one of those awkward pauses, just like, hey,
It's what we're famous for.
Well, you know, I told you we did one of these last summer, maybe?
Yeah, with Nadav, right?
Yeah. It was really, it was very fun. It was also a lot easier because we had, like, the three of us, so if you mess up, like, on that last one, did you hear when that one note went, like, because I got to fix my guitar, the little volume knob's not working right.
Yeah, you can't blame it on the other guitar players.
Yeah, exactly. You're all out there, which is why I decided to do this. I'm doing this one nude.
I do all radio nude.
I actually I debated about making that announcement on our website that I was going to do the show entirely nude, but even planning that image would probably scare the few remaining fans that we had, even on radio. Yeah. So I didn't, although I've blown that now. But you can edit this out, hopefully.
Oh, no, we don't have that type of power.
Gotcha. Here's where I lace the entire remaining conversation with extreme profanity. yeah.
All right, so you have anything else for us?
Oh, yeah, I've got another one I could do. This is actually a... can I do a cover song?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, this is an Acreville River song that... due to my negligence, I'm supposed to do it like a split single with Will from Acreville River, and I covered their song when I did a little mini thing with them, and then my cat just walked in the door. Hello, cat. And then he covered one of our songs, and then we decided to do a single. And he's already done his part. They've done their part. I'm the one not holding up my end and grinding the wheels of commerce to a halt for both copies it would have sold.
Oh, I'm sure that'll get around certain circles.
Yeah, I mean it's really cool. There's such a great band. It is really cool. But that's the other one I just thought of. I can do that one, and that should let me destroy someone else's song for a second. Here, we'll give it a try.
Okay, great.
This one features a lot of mouth trumpet.
Thank you.
Hello.
Aww.
No, that was great. So is there a projected date for when that's going to be available for purchase?
I wouldn't...
A year or a decade or...
One or the other. No, it should be within the year. It was supposed to be, like, I think sooner, like this summer or whatever. And because I didn't get my part done and hand it in, you know, and Jag Jaguar is, like, their label has, you know, a very... real release schedule. You know, they got other records and stuff coming out. So I think it's going to be put off till like this, like next winter or something.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, they're I'm the shabbiest plug giver ever. I can't even believe I actually thought to announce it. I usually just play these things without.
What else is coming up for you? Any other releases, solo or with the Wrens?
It's been a weird few years. Not in a bad way necessarily, but weird. I mean, it's taken us a long time to get to new recording and new music for a whole bunch of reasons that aren't really worth going into. But we're finally about to start doing new music, which is very it's very exciting. Very cool. Exciting for us.
And many listeners as well. So I know many people around the station will be quite excited when that happens.
Oh, Kevin and Greg are there?
Yeah, we're actually just having some beers right here.
I'm actually having a beer right here, which is pretty unusual. I wanted to make it feel more like a show, so I went upstairs and got a beer.
That's good.
Yeah. I usually only drink in the early morning.
Make that hangover go away.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the next show? Any other shows coming up soon?
When are our shows coming up? You ask hard questions.
I know. I'm hard-hitting investigative journalism here.
Exactly. We're in we're in Seattle on June 9th, and then we're in Ottawa, Canada, and Chicago later in June. Well, we only do weekends. It's basically it around everyone's day jobs and families, and then we're in Texas in July.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty zany way of doing things. We like to incur equal amounts of expenses to the money we make. That's our kind of platform.
A good break-even stance.
Yeah. No matter how well things ever go, we want to continue to only break even. So if we have to tour by submarine, so be it.
Yeah, that would be a great show, actually.
That would actually be kind of cool. If you only did, like, the seaboards, like, all the way down South America and all the way back up the other side.
Via submarine.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be kind of cool.
All right. Well, I think this takes us to the end for tonight, but thank you so much for playing.
Of course. Thanks very much for asking me. It was very nice. It was very cool.
Oh, our pleasure. And everyone else listening, be sure to check out The Wrens. You can find information on them at wrens.com and find out all of the hard-hitting information you need to know.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Coming up next is The Pie Hole. And keep listening to BSR 88.1 WLH Providence 24/7 on the web. And we'll be back next week on Phoning It In. All right. Bye, Charles.
Cool. Thanks, James. Bye.